Tefillah for Life, Shir 436, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Mishpatim. We are explaining that the objective of Tefillah has two parts to it. There's a Sur Meira part and an Asay Toiv part. There's removing the distractions that make us think that there are other powers besides the Rabbeinu Shalom Rachmana Litzlan, and then there's the Asay Toiv. There's the concept of helping us internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world. And we explain that every challenge that a person is faced with has in it this ra, so to speak, this distraction from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Every single situation that a person is in has another force that a person can think is the source of his Yeshua or the source of his Tzar, Rachmana Litzlan, without giving the credence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to understand the very important concept before we understand how tefillah helps us remove these ideas. We have to realize that these obstacles are here on purpose. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to live in a world that is full of obstacles. Because when you pass the obstacle course, you are demonstrating that you are a complete and loyal soldier to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If there would be no obstacles, and it would be an open shut world, everything would be clear, everything would be easy, there would be no purpose in us living. The reason why we are living is to be sur meira ve'asei toif, like we explained many times, is to be able to see through the smoke screen and realize that only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the source of everything that goes on in this world. So what we are doing in tefillah is not removing something that doesn't belong there. We are removing something that does belong there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Ra to be there. The reason why he wants it to be there is that we should clear it away. He doesn't want him to be the one to take away the Ra, to show that it's all not true, it's all false. He wants us to teach ourselves and to teach the world that all the Ra is not true, all the Ra is false, it's all a hoax. And that is the objective of tefillah, to fulfill our job in this world, in a certain sense. Other mitzvahs do it too. But tefillah specifically fulfills our job of cleaning house, so to speak, in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left many obstacles, and he left it for us to find it. Similar to what we do on Leil Bedikas Chametz. We put out 10 pieces. Why do we put it there? So we should find it. That we should be doing a bedikah. That's our job, to check, to find the chametz. The chametz is not there by accident. It's there on purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put chametz, so to speak. He put Yetzahara all over our lives. And when we come and we daven, and we exclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth, and everything else is false, we are finding that chametz, so to speak. We are taking it out, and we are destroying it and burning it. That is the purpose why we are here, and that's what opens up the channels to send us bracha.